The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Good morning, Terence Pillay.
Morning, Darren.
What are we chatting about today?
It is it's quite a sad, a traumatic one. And before we even go into it, I want to say that it does come with a warning. So if you listening with your kids, you need to turn it off now.
All right, not for sensitive listeners.
Sensitive listeners, and it's certainly not for children. Mm. You know, behind closed doors in these leafy Durban suburbs, there are so many dark secrets. Mm. And so I met a survivor of child sex abuse at the hands of her very own parents. And despite staggering odds, she has lived to tell the tale. So when you meet Lucy, she looks like a regular 25-year-old wife and mother, and that she is. She teaches pre-primary school by day and takes care of her family by night. Mm. But behind, she's got the soft blue eyes, and behind those eyes just is a dark story.
Really?
Lucy is the product of a broken home. She had a sex worker for her mother and an abusive stepfather when she was just 7 years old. Her mother would dress her up in sexy clothes and take her to hotel rooms where she would be sold for sex to men old enough to be her grandfather. Take a listen to her story. Lucy, every child has a right to a happy childhood, one that is carefree, one that is free from the responsibilities of the adult world.
Mm.
But your own childhood was not that happy.
Yeah.
Take me back to as far back as you can remember. What was your childhood like?
So, I used to stay with my biological mother and her husband at the time. He was my stepdad, and at that stage, she was a prostitute, so she wasn't home very much in the evenings. And my biological father started to do some sexual things with me, and he used to physically abuse me, and like there would be lots of nights that I couldn't deal. And I mean,
how old were you?
Well, when he first came into our lives, I was about 3. I know that my biological mom used to dress me up and take me to hotel rooms to meet up with men and take explicit pictures and then sell it to them. And I was forced to do sexual acts with these men. And when I think about it, I can still picture them, and I can still remember what I was wearing and the smell of the room and the fear and that feeling of hopelessness, because I had no other option but to do this stuff, because it's your mother. If she wants you to do something, as a child, you think that's right.
And you're what, 7, 8, 9 years
old? I was 4, 5 until I was 9. Yeah. And then there was a raid on the house. And that's when she took my brother and myself. And
how old is your brother?
He's 5 years younger than me.
And your mum would just leave you at home with your stepfather
and his
go
family.
Off and work?
Yes, yeah.
Where in Durban was this?
Well, first we were in the Bluff, and then we moved down to Pinetown, and we stayed near Pinetown Junior. If we drive past that house, I can still say where the rooms are and how they are. We used to stay with my stepfather's family.
So, I mean, this was not happening like in a seedy flat down in Pickering Street or Point Road or something. It was in the middle of a suburb.
Yes, yeah.
In Durban. Did the neighbours know?
I have no idea. I have no idea if they knew anything, if that's how the raid happened on the house. I'm not too sure. But I think I would suspect, I mean, if you can hear a child screaming or people screaming at kids, I would think that you would know.
Mm. Shush, man, that's hectic.
It's your very own mother.
Mm.
Your own biological mother does this to you. Coming up, she talks more about this very, very grim past and how she got out of it.
Also, keep in mind, obviously, if you're just joining us right now, this is not for children and not for sensitive listeners, and the good, the bad, and the ugly this week.
The good,
the good,
the bad,
the bad,
and
the ugly,
the ugly,
ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Terence, this story of Lucy, whose own mother and stepfather were prostituting her from as young as 7, 8, 9 years old, it's just heartbreaking. And
heartbreaking. I think that's exactly what
hurts the most is, as you said, it's not in some what you would consider a dodgy area. It's in the suburbs,
yeah.
And I think that what hurts is that you know that this is not an isolated incident.
No, 100%. And in this case, you know, her repulsive mother would take sexually explicit photographs of her when she was a child, sell them to pedophiles, and all the while without even the slightest consideration that she was just a child and what she was doing was illegal. Then the police raided the house together with the open door crisis center.
Oh, fabulous.
And which she was living with her mother and stepfather, and Lucy was rescued and placed in foster care with her brother, who also suffered tremendous abuse at the hands of the stepfather and other relatives.
So what do you remember of your childhood? If you look back, what is in your memory bank of your childhood?
There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of hurt, betrayal.
It's okay. Take your time.
There's good things that I remember too. I remember my gran and how she used to curl my hair. And I remember having some friends. And I used to love the ice cream truck. But it's like when my stepfather came into my life, the first time I met him, he came with a bunch of white roses to my mother. And he gave her a bunch, and he got down on his knees and he gave me a rose and he said, "I'll always love you and protect you." And that's always stuck with me, because I'm like, how can you say that? And then you go and you rape and abuse a kid. It's just, yeah, it's always stuck with me.
Where was your mom when this was happening?
A lot of the times I remember her being in the lounge, or he would go into the room and take me in and she would just walk away. She would be sleeping during the day, or she would just leave for work.
And you say that most times she dressed you up and took you along as well.
There is one hotel that I will never forget, in Pantan. I remember her, we were walking there. And this guy picked us up in a red car, bald guy. And I remember him taking us to this hotel. He paid. We got into the room, and I remember the door on the veranda was broken, so it was just a bit skew. And on the TV, there was porn. I remember my mother asking me to lay on the bed, and she was taking pictures, and then I had to take off my clothes. And then he would do what he needed to do. From then, I started to feel broken.
How do you feel about them now?
There's still quite a bit of anger. I mean, having my own daughter, I just feel I could never let that happen to her. I could never let anybody do that to her. So there is a lot of anger, but I also feel very sorry for them, because they are not okay, and I feel sorry that they would feel so bad about themselves that they would have that happen to somebody that they apparently love. So yeah, there's nothing more I can feel for them.
Lucy, if you're listening, I just want to say that you've at least stopped the cycle. You're not doing it with your daughter, and there's a blessing right there.
Yeah.
What you're doing as a parent, you're stopping the cycle. And I'm so glad to hear that the Open Door Crisis Center was instrumental in that raid. And that's what they do. And if you're listening and you're in a similar situation as Lucy, please, the Open Door Crisis Center, this is what they'll do. They will come, they will help you, they will protect you. They'll keep your anonymity as well. You can stay anonymous. So don't wait. You do not deserve abuse. You do not, at any age and in any situation. So the Open Door Crisis Center, online, it's opendoor.org.za, or you can just call them 031-709-2679. And if you suspect that someone next to you, someone in your life, might be the victim of some kind of abuse, same thing. You just slide them the number, 031-709-2679. 2679.
And I have to say, Darren, I mean, the story, as grim as it was, does have a happy ending. You know, today that world where this frightened young girl walked the gauntlet and sold for sex is far behind Lucy. She met the man of her dreams. She got married, their parents, to a beautiful young two-year-old.
Fabulous.
And so, you know, her life is... she's moved past that, and you're quite right about the Open Door Crisis Center, because that was, she says in her interview, and the full interviews on podcast, she says that when Thora Mansfield had gone into this raid and pulled her and her brother out of this house, she said to her biological mother that you will never see your daughter again.
Yeah.
And
Thora's amazing. We tell it to her as well. Okay, so if you can, and I suppose as a means of solidarity, and also to share with people who might be experiencing the same sort of, if not as intense, abuse, the podcast is available. It's on the website, ecr.co.za. Click on East Coast Breakfast. And if you want to engage directly with Terrence, it's at Terrence Pillay, 1R in Terrence. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.